Nixon!
Speaker, it's disappointing the Prime Minister didn't take the opportunity to condemn intemperate language in describing other Democratic politicians as... Well, there's heckling from the other side, and I think the Prime Minister should take the opportunity to underline something that we should all agree on, that describing people in the way that we've read in some daily newspapers by leading politicians is not acceptable. But, Mr. Speaker, most people know that the reason why we are actually having a general election is because of the woeful state of the Labour Party. Yeah. If the Prime Minister is so confident that our hard Brexit, pro-austerity, anti-immigration case is right, then she should debate it with opposition leaders during the campaign. We look forward to the straight fight between the SNP and the Tories. Can the Prime Minister tell the people why she's running scared of a televised debate with Nicola Sturgeon?
First of all, can I say to the Right Honourable Gentleman, one of the crucial things we have in this country that underpins our democracy is a free press. And I believe that is important, and I believe people in this chamber should stand up for the freedom of the press. And as to the TV debates, I can assure the Right Honourable Gentleman that I will be out there campaigning in every part of the United Kingdom, taking out there our proud record of a Conservative government that has delivered for every part of the United Kingdom. And I might suggest to the Scottish Nationalists that actually now is the time for them to put aside... Yes. Wait for it. Now is the time for them to put aside their tunnel vision on independence and actually explain to the Scottish people why under the SNP they're not putting as much money into the health service as they've been given from the UK. They're not exercising the powers they've been given, and Scottish education is getting worse. It's time they got back to the day job. Yeah.